Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 25th. Coming up, immigrants with asylum cases are missing their court hearings in higher numbers, and that's leading to more deportation orders. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois officials are working on guidelines for artificial intelligence in K-12 schools. IPM Student Newsroom's Diana Jung went to Urbana High School to see how one class is already incorporating AI tools.
One, two, three. Students in Mr. Benjamin Unander's special education civics class get a special reward when they answer quiz questions correctly. The teacher does 10 push-ups. Unander says they don't use AI for everything, but he allows students to use AI to do things like generate pictures for class projects. He says they were working on designing a political campaign.
And then we're going to have them give a little campaign speech after designing a campaign poster, which someone is welcome to use AI for if they like.
Urbana is head of the new state law requiring the Board of Education to publish guidance for school about the use of AI. The Urbana School District released their own guidance for teachers last month. The state guidelines are due in July. I'm Diana Jung, IPM News.
2 years after a police officer fatally shot her son, a Central Illinois mother has filed a civil lawsuit against the village of Rantoul. IPM Student Newsroom's Piotr Fedchuk reports.
In 2023, Rantoul Police Sergeant Jerry King shot and killed 18-year-old Jordan Richardson, who had fled from police carrying a gun. The following year, his mother, Amy Richardson, filed a federal lawsuit claiming King's use of deadly force violated her son's constitutional rights. That suit's been dropped, but last summer, Richardson filed a new case in state court, saying her son never pointed his firearm in the direction of King and had complied with orders to drop his gun. Police footage shows Richardson appears to drop his gun within a fraction of a second of being shot. The Champaign County State's Attorney previously concluded King was legally justified in his actions. Sam Jahangir with the University of Illinois College of Law says qualified immunity protects government officials from liability in civil lawsuits and likely came into play in the plaintiff's decision to drop the federal case.
Even if a police officer or another agent of the government did violate an individual's rights, so long as it wasn't clearly established through case law, you cannot be held liable, and so the case doesn't go to trial.
Richardson's lawyer declined to comment, and Rantoul Police didn't respond to requests for comment. I'm Piotr Fedchuk, IPM News.
A new proposal in the Illinois General Assembly would push for a massive upgrade in service to the state's inner-city train network. The Passenger Rail Planning Act directs state planners to set a goal of hourly train service between Chicago and major hubs like Champaign, Rockford, and St. Louis. State Representative Rita Mayfield of Waukegan says the bill is about returning Illinois to a time when trains were the primary mode of travel and putting the state's transportation network on the right track.
Passenger rail used to be the centerpiece for transportation across the country, and it's time we recognize its importance and dependability once again. Additionally, passenger rail will decrease the amount of vehicles that are actually on the road.
The measure has been assigned to transportation committees in both the House and the Senate. Supporters say the bill would set goals that could allow the state to secure more federal funding in the future. Chicago area health professionals say the Trump administration's immigration enforcement campaign last fall has had, quote, traumatic effects on children. Several pediatricians testified at an Illinois Accountability Commission hearing in Chicago yesterday, including Dr. Manal Giri. She heads the Midwest Human Rights Consortium.
When helicopters circle over neighborhoods, when flashbangs explode before dawn, when armed agents enter residential buildings, children are watching. Their nervous systems absorb that fear. Their bodies absorb that stress. We cannot normalize that.
Governor J.B. Pritzker formed the commission in October to collect evidence on ICE agents' use of aggressive tactics. Their final report of policy recommendations is due to the governor's office in April. Still to come, immigrants with asylum cases are missing their court hearings in higher numbers, and that's leading to more deportation orders. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 45 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light snow and a low of 25 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 48 degrees. Northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 30 degrees. Southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny and much warmer with a high of 62 degrees with a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our next conversation with a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Democrat Steve Botsford works with his family's real estate and biotech firms. If you have questions, leave a voicemail, 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on The 21st Show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Immigrants with asylum cases are missing their court hearings in higher numbers, and that's leading to more deportation orders. In McLean County, community members with ongoing immigration cases say news headlines and social media posts are fueling fear and distrust in the legal immigration system. WGLT correspondent Cindy Alcazar reports.
Some asylees in McLean County fear the legal pathway to remain in the U.S. is a trap for detention and deportation. In our first example, A moved to McLean County in 2022, seeking asylum from South America. She abandoned what she considered a successful career in healthcare and had planned to retire there. WGLT granted A anonymity, using only her first initial and region of origin due to fear of repercussions if they disclose their identity. Their plans changed when her husband helped the victim of a crime file charges against a major political figure. Shortly after, death threats flooded his phone. A says reporting crimes in a country where impunity and violence go hand in hand is difficult.
Unfortunately, countries in Latin America are characterized by people that say, I have the power, I have the position, and I can take justice into my own hands.
One day walking home from work, her husband noticed a motorcycle trailing him. As he began to run, the driver tried running him over. She says her husband escaped with his pants torn.
When you see the people that you love the most being harmed, when they're in the most vulnerable time of their lives, you say, I will do whatever I need to do.
That was a decisive moment for her family. They packed their suitcases and boarded a flight to the U.S. A says she told her children they were going on a snowy vacation. A says they didn't share the ordeal with family in the U.S. until they landed. Her family found an attorney, and within weeks, their asylum petition was filed. She says a sense of relief washed over them. But last year, after President Trump's inauguration, A said their sense of peace was shattered when changes to the immigration system accelerated at a pace the couple had not seen before. By summer, videos of immigration court hearings ending in violent arrests began circulating on the news and social media. A said those images triggered a different kind of fear.
The fear that we had in our country was that my husband wouldn't come home, and the fear that we have now is that they're going to separate us.
A says she and her husband are on edge about the presence of immigration and customs enforcement officials. An immigration nonprofit in central Illinois reported several ICE agent sightings in January. They keep their immigration documents on hand in case they're stopped by immigration law enforcement. Federal data analyzed by immigration nonprofit Mobile Pathways states the number of immigration hearings that end in arrest is low, about 1 in 100. That's in stark contrast to the nearly 100% of missed appointments that result in deportation orders. Mobile Pathways compared records from ICE and the U.S. Department of Justice for hearings between May and July 2025, the months when arrests spiked, and removal orders for missed immigration hearings. McLean County had 91 deportation orders last year, three times the number the county had in 2024. It's unclear how many deportation orders were missed for immigration hearings. Immigration attorney and executive director for the nonprofit Immigration Education Project in Central Illinois, Charlotte Alvarez, says it's unfortunate more people are skipping their immigration court appointments. She says people often hear about the one bad experience or do not have access to legal counsel.
A lot of people are able to go to immigration hearings and go to court and then have their case heard and are not being detained, and they're able to go through that process.
Alvarez says asylees' fears are valid because the Trump administration and the immigration system are making it a scary process, sometimes on purpose, she says, such as when an immigration judge sends an asylee to a different country to await the resolution of their asylum case. These orders are called third country removals, and Alvarez says the Trump administration is using them as a fear tactic.
The idea of being sent to a country that someone has never been to and has no connection to and is pretty unconscionable.
Alvarez says despite the risks, the only way to win an asylum claim is to go to court. Fear of persecution is one qualification for asylum, but she says the Trump administration no longer considers receiving death threats enough to qualify.
You would think that that seems enough for me, right? If someone is threatening to kill me, I would be pretty terrified. But then this administration just came out with a court case recently saying, nope, that's not sufficient fear in order to qualify for asylum.
Former immigration judge Jeremiah Johnson is vice president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. He says there are five grounds for granting asylum: nationality, race, religion, politics, and membership in a particular social group. Johnson said death threats rarely establish past persecution. The shrinking framework for granting asylum has led to more denials, another factor influencing missed asylum hearings. That's because experienced immigration judges are being replaced with military judges. He says those judges might not have the same investment to fully understand the pace of the court and how to do the job. Johnson says the consequences for errors can be fatal.
I mean, these are life and death cases, and if you get it wrong, you know, people are going to die.
Charlotte Alvarez says denial rates in Illinois are better than in other states. She's even seen asylum cases granted by military judges. But she says where you live shouldn't determine whether your case is approved. For asylees with green card status, the next step is to apply for U.S. citizenship. A step one McLean County resident from South Asia says she was looking forward to taking. We are using her first initial, P. For P, stability is simply being able to show up to work or take her father to his doctor's appointment without fear. P says it's hard to plan for the future despite living in the U.S. for 8 years.
I do not think I have stability currently, emotionally either, because I'm always worried.
P says they keep a low profile to avoid any interaction that might cause a disturbance to their status due to an accent or the color of their skin. She said she's seen videos of people being racially profiled by ICE. She fears her father will be apprehended based on his appearance.
He is brown, so he, I worry that he will just get pulled by ICE agents somewhere and then be asked for something. And my dad has, he doesn't understand English that well.
For now, P says all she can do is avoid the news and social media to protect her mental health.
Sometimes I couldn't sleep at night because of all the news that's going on.
Charlotte Alvarez with the Immigration Project urges families to seek professional advice before acting on fear or information found on social media. With reporting from student reporter Saskia Molina Gomez, I'm Cindy Alcazar.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Diana Jung, Piotr Fedchuk, Abisola Dahunsi, Cindy Alcazar, and Mawa Iqbal. Music by the Kilmore Nally Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.